Hi, this is Paul Evans, and welcome to the Blog Profit Plan, how to blog for profits in 90 minutes a day or less. If you've ever wanted to make money with your blog, you are in the right place. And here's the good news. You don't need to be chained to your blog in order to make it profitable. All you need is 90 minutes or less a day to create a blog that brings in a steady income for you. In fact, I've created a weekly system that you can use to turn a profit with your blog, and here it is. It's just four elements. Number one, brainstorm. Here you'll spend one day, 90 minutes, at the beginning of each week to plan what type of content you'll create. And the great thing is, once you've done this a couple of times, it will not take you 90 minutes. Number two, build your blog. In just 3 days, 90 minutes a day, you'll work on building your blog by creating all the content you'll need for the week. Number three, bring in visitors. You'll devote 2 days, 90 minutes each day, to bring in eager readers to your blogs. Yep, we're talking about traffic. Number four, boost income. On the final day of the week, you'll spend 90 minutes monetizing your blog. So there you go. It's simple. You see how easy that is. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be difficult at times or challenging with the interruptions of life, but it absolutely can be done. So set aside 90 minutes each day, and you too can have a profitable blog. So here we go. Step one, brainstorm. In this session, at the beginning of each week, you want to brainstorm, you want to plan. And while you can use this time to brainstorm and plan any feature of your blog, including concepts you'll be learning about later, such as monetization, primarily you should use this time to plan your content. You see, one common fear among bloggers is you'll run out of content. They think that maybe they can blog for 6 months or a year, maybe 2 years, but eventually their ideas dry up. But guess what? That's not true. If you use the following methods for brainstorming, coming up with content ideas, you'll never run out of things. Now, I'm just giving you the list right now, but in the training video, I show you this list actually in action. So, number one, use keyword tools. You can use Word Tracker, Google's keyword tool. Simply type in the words related to your niche, like Christian homeschooling or Persian cats, and then look up hundreds, if not thousands, of possible content ideas. For example, Christian homeschooling math lesson plans or homemade diets for Persian cats. So use the keyword tool. Secondly, survey your readers. That's right. You just post a message on your blog. You ask your readers what they want. Now, you can use something like SurveyMonkey. I use 1 Minute Poll to conduct more formal polls, but you could just have people leave comments and answer your question. Number three, look for hot forum topics. Visit the most popular forums in your niche and look for patterns. What topics get brought up repeatedly? Which ones get a lot of views and discussion? So just type in the name of your market plus forum, and those will come up. Search popular products. Go to clickbank.com, amazon.com. Type in the broad niche topic like organic gardening. Then browse the table of contents and or sales letters of the most popular niche products to get some ideas for blog posts. Next, scan popular articles. Go to easingarticles.com, click on the appropriate category, then look at the most popular articles in your niche. This will give you dozens, if not hundreds, of ideas. Number six, read similar blogs. Visit other blogs in your niche. Take note of which topics typically generate a lot of discussion. Then come up with your own unique list, or your own unique take on that topic, and blog about it. Number seven, go to Google. Just type in the search using broad keywords, but don't hit enter yet. Instead, see what other words Google suggests for you. This should give you plenty of content ideas. Then hit enter and visit the top 5 to 10 sites in your niche to see what others are writing about. If you see patterns, then you may want to go and blog on some of those similar topics. Recycle your old post. As you start blogging more and more, you'll quickly discover that some of your old posts generate more views, discussion, and excitement. You can recycle those popular posts in several ways. For example, if you had a top 10 list of tips, you can elaborate on each one of those tips to create 10 new blog posts. Or if you created a case study post, you can extend the study and then create new blog posts about this extension. And then finally, go to Who Answers. Search for keyword topics and browse around appropriate categories to see what people are asking about in your niche. In particular, see which questions come up repeatedly. You can even create an FAQ post based on the questions you see. Now, this is not listed in your report or on the video. But you can go to LinkedIn and join several groups and see what the discussion is about there. It's super popular. All right, so that's step one, brainstorm. Step two, build your blog. On the first day of the week, you set aside 90 minutes to brainstorm content ideas. And now that you know what you're going to write about this week, you need to set aside 90 minutes each day for the next 3 days in order to actually create this content. So now that you know what the topics are about based on your brainstorming and planning, what we haven't talked about is the format of these posts. And that's why this step, you'll learn 10 different types of posts that you can create. But first, let me make a suggestion. Vary the length of your post. You see some people write about the same length of post every single time, but I say that you need to switch that up. Usually the standard posts are 400 to 600 words. Now there's nothing wrong with these sorts of average length posts, but you can make your blog more interesting by adding more variety. For example, sometimes you may want to post a 100 word tip. Other times you may want to post an in-depth 1500 word article. And yes, sometimes you might want to do one of those 400 to 600 word articles. Just mix it up, keep it fresh. In addition to adding a variety in terms of length, you also want to add variety in terms of what type of content you're posting. Tip, sometimes you may want to create more than one post on a particular topic idea. For example, let's say that you have a weight loss blog. Let's say the topic of drinking protein shakes is hot right now. You can create a research article that examines whether protein shakes are effective for those wanting to lose weight. And you can also create a personal case study where you examine if protein shake every single day for 14 days has any beneficial effects for you. All right, so that gives you a quick little tip and idea. Read on now, or listen on in this case, for 10 different types of articles that you can create out of your topic ideas. Number one, top 10 post. This is what it sounds like, a top 10 list. It can be 10 list of tips, or it can be top 10 list of niche relevant tools, resources, books, products. It doesn't really matter. So here's some examples. Top 10 books every aspiring copywriter should read. Top 10 tools every home mechanic should have in his toolbox. The top 10 best ways to save for retirement. So number one, top 10 post. Number two, tips post. As the name implies, it's where you share one or more tips. For example, you can share a quick tip to cover a great short blog post, or you can share 5 tips or 10 tips or even 101 tips. So here's some examples. 101 ways to declutter your house. A little known trick for getting rid of cravings. 7 weight loss tips that will melt 10 pounds of fat. Number three, how-to post. How-to post is used to teach the reader how to do something, usually with instructions in a step-by-step format. For example, how to teach a dog to sit, and then you may say step one, step two, etc. How to get rid of aphids in your organic garden. How to use Google AdWords. So how-to posts are extremely popular, extremely useful, and people will come back to those over and over again. Number four, motivational case study post. These are actually two different types of posts, but since you can combine them, I've included them together. A case study post is where you take a scientific approach to testing something such as a new product and then reporting your results. Examples, do protein shakes really work? Here are my results after 14 days. Can a technophobe use blank software name? So can a technophobe use wishlist member? Putting product name to the test, putting P90X to the test. In all cases, your article focuses on providing detailed results, facts, figures. The motivational post is different because it focuses on emotions rather than focusing on hard science, facts, and figures. Whereas a case study is designed to let readers know if a product or strategy works, a motivational post is designed to inspire readers. To that end, a motivational post shares someone's journey, meaning how they overcame a problem. The post would also note if the person used a particular strategy or product to overcome the problem. This post is designed to motivate the reader to solve their problems and show them that it is actually possible. So some examples, how a former fat girl became a beauty queen, how I went from zero to $124,983 in less than a year, how Susie got rid of her acne in just 7 days. So number four, motivational case study post. Number five, research post. This is another facts and figures type post, but instead of doing any studies or experiments yourself, you turn to academic or scientific literature to come up with an article. This is basically like a research paper you did back in college or high school. You come up with a question and then answer that question using the scientific sources, perhaps 2 to 4 scholarly sources for an average article, and you then offer your opinion and other comments that you've discovered. For example, you may ask the question, what is the best exercise for weight loss? Perhaps your research indicates that high-intensity interval training burns the most calories over an extended period of time. You can cite your sources, discuss the studies, and then you can add a how-to section at the end of the article or make it the next article telling people how to do high-intensity exercise. Here are 2 more examples. Which antioxidants are proven to make skin look younger? Which is the smartest breed of dog? So, you know, you can research all that and share your responses. Number 6, response post. Response post is also called a trackback post because you use trackbacks to reply to another blogger's post. If the blogger has trackbacks enabled on their blog, then a link to your blog will actually show up on their blog. And that means this type of post can be good to get traffic. Now, make sure you're watching the video to see an example of this. But here are some examples for this audio. A blogger rants about a particular problem. You respond with a solution. A blogger offers top 10 list of tips. You offer 10 lists of your own. A blogger takes a strong opinion stance on a topic. You respond with the opposite stance or opinion. And each one of these will show back up on his blog. People will see that, and it will trigger some responses. Number 7, rant post. It's exactly what it sounds like. It's an emotional post, often where you complain about a problem. And although this sounds pretty simple, these are often the most popular posts on your blog. You see, people tend to have strong feelings about emotional charged topics. So when they see someone posting about the same topic, they can't help but feel charged up again. This tends to create a bond between you and the reader, and it often creates a lot of discussion and comments on the post. Now, here's a tip. Look on popular niche forums at some of the posts with the most views and replies, and I bet at least 1 or 2 of those of the top 10 are actually based on rants and other emotional topics. So here's some examples. Why, name of a sports coach, should be fired. Why the gurus got it all wrong and I'm sick about it. Why I hate some niche relevant topic, product, or other thing. You know, if you were to say why I hate P90X, obviously, they'd get some views, right? So a rant post is another post. That's number 7. Number 8, pre-sale post. If you want your blog to make money, and you know you do, and while many have ads and links on your sidebars, the best result for you to have links in your actual post, at least occasionally. You can slip links in a subtle way in all types of posts we've talked about so far, but there's no harm in stepping away from the subtle time to time, and pre-sale post is a great way to do it. A pre-sale post is basically an advertisement. This is where you tell readers, I recommend this product and here's why, followed by a list of reasons, benefits, and proving that it is a good product. You can even copy and paste bullet points directly from the sales letter for the product if you have permission. So here's a tip. For best results, write from the heart rather than hyping it up. If your readers know, like, and trust you, they'll buy the product just based on your honest recommendation. So you could say, the top 10 reasons, which was number 1, the top 10 reasons why I recommend P90X. And after each reason, you could actually have the affiliate link. So number 8 is pre-sale post. Number 9, review and comparison post. Another rather direct way to sell a product is by writing a product review or comparison if you like to review and compare 2 or more products. Again, the key is to write from the heart and be honest with your recommendation. For best results, be sure to list both the bad points and the good points, the pros and the cons, and tell your readers whether you recommend the product or not. Examples: warning, don't buy product name until you read this. The best product on the market since, name another good product. Product name, hot or not. And then number 10, multiple part post. This post format can be used with just about any of the other formats. Basically, the idea is you don't make just one post. It's to make a series of posts, at least 2, but preferably more. The reason is because you want your readers to get hooked on the initial post, then eagerly return to your blog again and again for the next post in the series. I did this recently, and actually, it's kind of intermittent. It's not a direct series that people get in the email sequence automatically. But going pro, where I talk about what pros do and what amateurs do, and I've got 4 blog posts in that series, but I may only release one of those posts every 2 or 3 weeks and have posts in between those. So anyway, here's the tip. You can make this a permanent feature of your blog. For example, on Mondays, you can offer a tip of the week, or Fridays, you can offer a product of the week post. Examples: 10-part series showing people how to write a sales letter, 3-part series describing how to house train a dog, 52-part series once per week showing people how to lose weight. So there you go. As you write your content for your blog, think about those top 10 types that I just gave you, and you'll have plenty of ways to actually format the topics that you came up with in the brainstorm section. All right, section 3, bring in visitors. Your blog is just a bunch of words floating around in cyberspace, at least until people know it exists. Listen, you can move to a new house, but if you don't tell anybody the address, guess what? Nobody will find you. Use search engine optimization, obviously. What you want to do is you want to find out your exact keywords and phrases your market is typing into the search engines. And you can do this by typing in your own broad keywords into a tool like Word Tracker. Tip: your goal is to choose long-tail keywords, which are typically 4 to 5 word phrases. These keywords have very little competition in the search engines, which means it's easy to rank for them. So if you look in Word Tracker for the KEI, Keyword Effectiveness Index, values of at least 100, but 200 and 300 are better. Now choose one of your keywords and write a blog post around it. Be sure to include the keyword in the title of your post, as well as 2 to 3 times for every 100 words of content. So if you have a 400-word post, your keyword should show up in the article 8 to 12 times. Then upload your post to your blog, publish it, and let the traffic roll in. And use some plugins. Like, I like Ultimate SEO Tool, which is a WordPress plugin, and I really love SEO Yoast, Y-O-A-S-T, in case you can't understand my southern dialect, but type that into Google, and it's a free plugin to use as well. Next, type into other people's blogs as you bring in visitors. So there's 5 main ways that you can do this. Number 1 is trackbacks. In the previous section, I mentioned those. Number 2 is commenting. This is where you go to other people's blogs, join the discussion by commenting on the post. Be sure to post thoughtful additions to the conversation. Number 3, blog rolling. This is where you swap links with another blogger, and you can see a blog roll usually in the right-hand sidebar, but you just include their blog on your blog, and they include your blog on their blog. Number 4, buy an ad. Use service like blog ads or buy sell ads, and also look for advertiser links on relevant niche blogs that you can purchase ad space on. And you don't have to run these constantly. You may want to run them 1 month at a time, or if a particular blogger gets on a hot streak and they've got several blog posts that are getting tons of comments, then it'd be a great time to buy an ad as well. And number 5, guest blogging. This is where you swap content articles with other bloggers in your niche. So here's an example of what to send bloggers to request article swaps. Subject line: I'd like to feature you on your blog name, and put your name. Dear blogger's first name. Hi, my name is, and I publish, name of your blog. The reason I'm writing is to see if you'd like to get more traffic by exchanging blog content. Let me explain. Since you're the niche expert in the topic of, and name the topic, I think that there's no one better to share your expertise with my readers. I can think of no one better. I can't even read this. In your exchange, you'll get a link back to your blog, plus the opportunity to promote your product services to my X number of daily visitors and readers. In return, you can publish one of my articles on your blog. Your readers will enjoy the fresh content, useful information, unique viewpoints that I can provide. In other words, I'll be sure to make you look good. Please hit reply and email me right now. Let me know if you would like to swap articles. So that's pretty simple, right? So you may want to clean that up a little bit. That's just an example. Put it in your tone and in your style. Next, another way to get traffic is article marketing. If you're a whiz, and you should be, at creating content in your blog, now you can use the same content, or really a slightly different version of it, and put it in the article directory. So here's some of the best place to post your articles: easyinarticles.com, Go Articles, Article Alley, Article City, Buzzle, iSnare, Squidoo, hub pages, secondary blogs like blogger.com, wordpress.com, livejournal.com, social media sites like facebook.com and myspace.com. Now here's a tip. You can use Camtasia Studio, Snagit, a program like PowerPoint on your computer, and turn your text articles into videos and put them on YouTube. You may also want to optimize this content for the search engines, obviously. Another important thing to do is create a byline that compels people to click through. Usually this means that you need to give readers a reason to click through to your site. They're not just going to read the article and go, okay, good, that's it, I'm just going to go over there. You need some sort of motivation. For example, if you enjoyed this article, then you'll want to read part two by clicking here. You'll discover how to X, Y, and Z, such as how to lose 5 pounds of fat in 2 weeks, absolutely free. Example two, if you're tired of, and list a bad thing, frustrated because of another bad thing, then click here and discover the secrets of a good thing. It's absolutely free. So, are you tired of being fat, frustrated because those other diets just leave you hungry? Then click here to discover the secrets of losing weight without hunger pains. It's free. Example three, who else wants to discover how to group benefits? Now you can for free by clicking here. Who else wants to discover how the world's most famous magicians do their best tricks? Now you can for free by clicking here. Prepare to be amazed. Next, you can get traffic by buying ads. Earlier, I mentioned that you can tap into other people's blog traffic by a service like Blog Ads, but that's not the only place. Here are some other ways to do that. Number one is directly. See if the most popular forums, newsletters, websites have an advertiser link where they sell email solo ads, banner ads, text ads directly to advertisers. Use ad brokers and CPA sites. These sites include Blog Ads, Paper Post, Blogvertise, I guess is the way to say that, Blogging Ads, Agitize, Buy-Sell Ads, Text Link Brokers, Link Adage. So there you go. They're all in the report. Make sure that you check those out. Use other venues such as Google AdWords. You can also use Bing. In all cases, the key is to start small. This means that if you decide you're going to do Facebook ads, you don't go out there and try to use every dime that you have. Test out the ad network, the ad placement, by purchasing a small number of impressions, clicks of emails, perhaps as few as 10% of the number that you eventually wish to purchase. If you get good results, then buy more ads. Otherwise, move along, try a different advertising venue. You can't expect everything to work the first time. Another way to get traffic is to harness the power of viral marketing. We also might say this is word of mouth. That's because prospects, readers, customers, marketing partners help spread the word about your message. So there's several ways to do this. Create a link bait post. This is where you create a post about your blog that's so extraordinarily useful, controversial, funny, even outrageous that people in your niche link to it on forums, blog about it, and share it on social media sites. Offering a rebrandable ebook. This is where you use a tool like Viral PDF to create your ebook, which allows people to rebrand it with their own links. Thus, when they pass along your ebook, they get the benefit of enjoying increased traffic and sales. Posting a viral video. This is like a link bait post, except you're creating a viral video and putting it on YouTube. The video should be funny, controversial, extremely useful, or otherwise unique enough that people want to share it with others. For example, people will say things like, "Did you see that video of the trained dog getting a soda from the fridge? That's awesome. Check it out here." The key in all cases is that your content needs to be unique. It needs to be buzzworthy, worth sharing. And for ideas how to do this, consider these examples. So on YouTube videos, just think about all the funny, inspirational videos that end up in your email box from friends and family who couldn't resist sharing them. Now think of a way to do that for your content. Shock jock comments. Think about how political commentators and shock jocks make polarizing, controversial statements and everyone talks about it. Can you do the same? For example, maybe you're in the dog niche and you can say something controversial like, "Traditional house training methods are cruel and do not work." That's right. If you have bought X book in the past, and it could be one of the most popular books ever, you are actually cruel. PETA is out to get you. Or is it PETA? Useful and unique. If you offer tools or content for free that people can't get anywhere else, they'll share it with others. Example, a blog post that lists 101 best tips for your niche, or an ebook that shares a niche-specific strategy that's not taught elsewhere. But best results, get your content in front of as many people as possible right after you publish it. That way, it can go viral immediately. So there you go. A lot of ideas and suggestions for getting traffic to your site. Now, in the final section is the section that you probably wanted to look at to begin with, how to boost income. Great content, targeted traffic doesn't mean a whole lot if you can't convert these assets into money in the bank. In other words, you need to monetize this traffic. Below, you'll find some of the most popular ways to do it. Note, you only need to spend one day, 90-minute session, working on this task. You can use these 90 minutes to find out new products to advertise or to test your current offers. Post affiliate links. And certainly one of the things you're going to want to do is to make sure that you're cloaking that link or making it look good. I like to use the WordPress plugin Pretty Link. An affiliate link is where you earn commissions for every product or service you sell. Here are popular affiliate networks. Clickbank.com is the best place to go if you sell ebooks or other digital products. Plus, most commissions are set at 50% or higher. Amazon.com. Commissions here are much smaller, sometimes as low as 5%, but you can sell a wide range of physical products, plus conversions are high because Amazon is trusted and well known. CG.com or ShareASale.com. This is the place to go if you want to work with big companies like 1-800-Flowers to sell physical products. Commissions vary, but range between 5 and 20% on average. Note, you can place these affiliate links on your blog sidebar, perhaps even featuring them, or you can place them directly in your articles. For example, write an article called Top 10 Books Every Horror Writer Must Read, then put 10 Amazon affiliate links for these books directly in the article. You can also use a WordPress plugin called 125 by 125 to put those small images over in your sidebar. Display third-party ads and offers. So post affiliate links, and then secondly, display third-party ads and offers. And you can do that with Google AdSense or AdBright Ads. Another option is to offer CPA, cost per action ads, where you get cash every time someone performs a specific action, such as filling out a form. So MaxBounty.com, ClickBooth.com, RocketProfit.com, LinkShare.com, Azugle.com, MarketLeverage.com, ShareASale.com. Number three, sell advertising space directly. Another option is to work directly with advertisers. The benefit is that if you can prove that you are getting a good amount of traffic and that people do take action, then you can sell high-quality ads. Tip, you'll also get more profit if you're selling the ad space yourself rather than going through a broker. But if you want to go through an ad broker, use a service like blogads.com. Otherwise, place a page on your blog that tells advertisers your rates for blog posts, sidebar ads, banner ads, and links. You'll also need to provide information such as how much traffic your blog gets and where this traffic originates. Tip, if your blog is small, it's yet growing, use an ad broker. Once your blog is big and popular, then you can sell them directly yourself. Number three, promote your own offers. The above options center around building other people's businesses. One way to build your own business is to promote your own products and services in your articles. So make sure that you're making money off of you. Number three, build a mailing list, obviously. Whether you're promoting your own product, somebody else's, you need to make sure that you're getting those opt-ins. Now, you've probably heard that a million times. Just make sure that you're doing it. And you can have a pop-up. You can have an opt-in box and sidebar. I put it at the bottom of a lot of my articles if I'm not trying to sell something specifically in that article. So make sure you get a good mailing list manager, AWeber, GetResponse, MailChimp, etc. I use AWeber and I love it. And I like it because I also use other tools with it. Number two, give people a reason to join your list. For example, offer a free viral report or offer the password to a highly visible post on your blog that is password protected. Number three, paste the subscription form into your blog. You can include the form on every page as well as on its own special page where you tell people the benefits of joining your mailing list. Build a relationship with your readers. Finally, upload 7 to 12 messages into your autoresponder as a means of keeping in touch with your new subscribers. Example, offer 7 ways to lose 7 pounds or 12 tips for making your dog a better house guest. Then send each of these messages 1 or 2 days apart. Test your offers. So which monetization method is right for you? Chances are a combination will work best. Mix of AdSense ads, affiliate offers, and your own offers. However, the only way to know for sure is by rotating your offers and testing to see which ones get the best results. So you need a tracking tool like Google Analytics to do this. Simply place different offers in your blog sidebar and track the response. Now, if you're using something like PrettyLink, like I mentioned earlier, then you can use a fresh link each month just to see the number of clicks you get. Placement matters. Not only should you test different ads, you should also test to see which spots on your blog generate the most revenue. Now, once you've determined the winners, then you can feature these revenue-producing ads and links in the best placement and locations on your blog. All right, that's it. You have my surefire system for blogging your way to big profits in just 90 minutes or less a day. So here's the quick recap. Brainstorm. On day one, use the beginning of the week. You take 90 minutes to plan what type of content you want to create. Build your blog. On days 2, 3, and 4, you'll spend 90 minutes building your blog by creating all the content you need for the week and beyond. Number 3, bring in visitors. Days 5 and 6 are devoted to bringing in eager readers to your blog. And number 4, boost income. On the final day of the week, you spend 90 minutes turning your traffic and content into money in the bank. Your next step is simple. Just get started. Make sure you're doing this. Make sure you've got your blog set up. You got a great little template. Don't overcomplicate it. A bad-looking blog that is active is better than a great-looking blog that you never put up. Hey, this is Paul Evans. Join me over at Nicheology.com. And if you want more advanced training, be sure to join the Nicheology Club level. Go to Nicheology.com right now. Sign up for the free reports, free videos that I have there, and become part of our family as you learn to grow your business online, to make more, so you can give more, so you can live more. As always, success is not an accident. Be blessed.